Matt Locke from My Whitchurch, and you've just won an award, Matt.
I have indeed. Best community blog in the first Welsh or Wales Blog Awards. Absolutely chuffed to bits. Tough category, and I run this website purely on my own, and I really wasn't sure which way this would go, but you know, I can't stop smiling this evening. It seems really daft, but that's the way it is.
Well, what made you enter the Blog Awards in the first place?
Really just exposure about doing community blogs. I've been running this on my own for 5 years, and it does get used. I know people read it, but they're not too keen to actually give some input and help me out with it. So anything to increase awareness, not only for my blog, but the whole community would be terrific. And this is just the best result I could have asked for, really.
So obviously when you entered, did you think, oh, I'm bound to win, or were you not sure?
Absolutely not. And when I saw the long list of everybody in all the categories, I just thought, oh my goodness, this is just crazy. I'm not even going to get a second look in at this. And when the shortlist came out, I mean, that was it. I was just chuffed to bits to be in there, just to see me in there with six, I don't know, five or six other people. And I just thought, this is great. I'm actually getting noticed here. And I looked at them, and I thought my biggest competitor would be Splot Online, because they're a new blog. They've got a big story at the moment with the incinerator going on down there. And I also thought Splot, because it's in a community's first area and Whitchurch is not, we never get looked at for funding or anything like that. And I thought, there's no way. And then when it was announced that the Ruthin was runner-up, I thought, this is definitely going out the pan now. And then when he ran out My Whitchurch, I just thought, no way.
And so what's next for your blog? Have you got any big plans?
Well, I've just, for the last 2 years, I've marginally been unemployed, so I've had a lot of time to spend on the blog and working on that. And I've now just started work in the new sweet shop in Whitchurch, so I'm there full-time, you know, a good 10 hours a day. And I posted up saying I don't have a lot of time now for the blog. So I am going to approach the students in Whitchurch High School to see if any of them are doing media studies. And hopefully this might spark a bit of interest from other people within the community and actually realise that my pokey little website does get a bit of attention.
Excellent. Well, well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you.